For 24 minutes yesterday, a courtroom heard the voice of pop star Britney Spears detailing with great emotion what her life has been like over the last 13 years with her father controlling major aspects of her life, career, and finances. During her court statement via phone, Spears recounted how she and her father, how she says her father compelled her to work when she didn't want to, prevented her from removing a birth control device, and she says he even drugged her. Let's get into this with Elizabeth Wagmeister. She's a senior correspondent for Variety and was at the court hearing yesterday. And Elizabeth, tell us more about what you heard.
In her 24-minute testimony, she sounded angry. And as you said, Tanya, Britney shared some very disturbing and serious allegations, specifically against her father, Jamie Spears, who is the head of her conservatorship, but also anyone else who was involved with this conservatorship. Some of those claims included working against her own will. She said that she was forced to go on tour in 2018. She says that she was forced to go into a rehab program that was a monthly fee of $60,000. And when she told the judge about that specifically, she said she called her dad, she was crying, and her dad was laughing on the phone. And Britney's words were that her dad loved the control. The most shocking and disturbing claim that came out of this, I believe, is Britney said that she wants to get married. She wants to have a baby. She's in a happy relationship. And Britney said she's not able to do so because she has an IUD and her conservators will not allow her to go to the doctor to get her IUD removed. So based on Britney's own words, she is now not able to make her own reproductive choices with her body. She also said she has no access to any of her money, and she has a net worth of a reported $60 million. The list goes on and on, but this was a shocking and explosive testimony from Britney Spears.
Yes, it's astounding. I mean, let's back up here, Elizabeth. How did Britney end up in conservatorship in the first place?
So we all remember in 2007 that Britney did have a very public meltdown of sorts. You know, I hate to even use that word, but we all remember that she shaved her head, that she hit a paparazzi's car with her umbrella. Now, knowing what we know, I think a big question to ask is the media's role in this and how the media framed her from the time that she was a little girl. That's another conversation, but her father appointed himself to put her under a conservatorship because he said that his daughter needed help. So how it works with a conservatorship is that you nominate yourself to be the conservator. Now, of course, it has to go through an entire process of approval with the court. So since 2008, it's not just the finances that are being controlled. It's also anything that any of us would do any single day.
But she's recorded albums in the 13 years that we're talking about. She had a residency in Las Vegas. She was even a judge on The X Factor. What has been the argument for the continuation of this arrangement?
That is the question that everyone is asking, because usually if you're placed under a conservatorship, you die during the time that you are under a conservatorship. These are people who can't speak, who are not in their right mind. Like you said, Britney Spears has been on stage dancing. She has recorded new music. And remember, while she's doing this, she's making millions of dollars. And guess who is getting a piece of that? The conservator, which is her father. So the argument for why this should continue is just that this conservatorship is helping her. But as we heard Britney Spears say yesterday, this is doing way more harm than helping me.
Well, with that, I mean, why is she speaking out now? Is there something specific to this moment?
She said that the attorney told her never to speak out about what she's endured. She said, I want to expose what my family's done to me. I want them to be in jail. I want to sue them, but that she hasn't been able to speak out about it. So I think the only difference that I can see now is we are obviously in this moment where women's voices are being heard. And of course, there was that New York Times produced documentary that came out, which really kind of brought this to the forefront. But the Britney fans, the Free Britney movement, they have been on this for far longer. You know, she did not explain why she's finally coming forward other than the fact that she's been traumatized. But I would imagine that with all this support and with this renewed interest with the documentary, that she finally just said, it's time.
Really quickly, before I let you go, what happens now? How difficult is it for someone to get out of conservatorship?
It's very difficult. It's this strange double-edged sword, because if you are not able to make any choices for yourself, then how can you prove that you shouldn't be under a conservatorship? So the next step is that she has to file to end the conservatorship, which she said she didn't know that she could do. And then there'll be a ruling based on that. You know, now, of course, there are unsealed documents. Nobody knows what the medical records are. Nobody really knows why she has been under a conservatorship. But again, we all heard Britney speak yesterday at the courthouse. This does not sound like someone who cannot make choices for themselves. So I think the mounting pressure, there will have to be some sort of result here.
That's Elizabeth Wagmeister, senior correspondent for Variety. Thank you so much.
Thank you.